Hey, I've been thinking a lot about what you told me about this feeling, this fear of, well, of your body changing in such a fundamental way, forgetting how to, you know, that specific connection. God, it sounds incredibly tough. It's not just like losing a skill, is it? It feels deeper, like losing a language your body just knew. That feeling of power of just clicking physically with someone else. Yeah, that's huge. It's intense, it's important. And the thought of that fading, feeling it actually start to slip away now, I can only imagine how disorienting, and frankly, how completely shit that must feel. Like your own body isn't listening anymore, and it gets tangled up in everything else, doesn't it? It's not just the physical act in isolation. It's closeness, it's romance, it's wrapped up in how you feel with someone. You know, the way someone's skin feels, the warmth next to you, the simple comfort of touch, the energy, I guess, that sparky feeling when you're really connecting with a woman. It's all part of it. So yeah, I totally get why you'd be scared that if that main really obvious physical way of connecting changes, maybe everything else gets threatened too. Like, how do you stay close? How do you keep that romance alive if that specific bridge feels like it's crumbling? It's a horrible feeling, the thought of that distance opening up. But listen, even if that one very, very specific channel is changing, your body is still you. It's still capable of feeling. Think about just touch, your own hand on your skin. Okay, so it's not leading to that same place anymore. That hardness isn't there, but the feeling of warmth, pressure, texture, that's still real, isn't it? That's still sensation. Maybe it's about trying to tune into those feelings more, the quieter ones, and the other stuff you mentioned, the deeper internal sensations. That sounds like, well, a whole different map, really. Something not about pushing forward, but about a feeling resonating inside. Maybe it doesn't have that same sharp peak. Maybe it's a slower burn, a different kind of intensity altogether. It's still your body feeling pleasure, right? Just maybe down a different path. And listen, this might sound strange, maybe even a bit selfish of me to bring this up right now, but thinking about us, you and me, our friendship, part of me feels like this might actually, in a weird way, let us get closer. Like knowing that whole layer of potential awkwardness or unspoken questions that just kinda hangs in the air between guys and girls sometimes, knowing that's just completely off the table with you once this change settles, it makes you feel incredibly safe. Does that sound awful? I don't mean it to. I just mean like a zone where I won't have to second guess things or keep a certain guard up. Maybe I can be more completely myself around you, more open, definitely sillier, probably complain more, just properly relaxed and vulnerable, without that weird background frequency of potential sexual tension. It feels like a different kind of intimacy could really grow between us because of that. I think we'll probably see more of each other, honestly, because frankly, my own life is an absolute tangle most days, you know? Trying to figure out where I stand with Toby, navigating the ridiculous drama with Benjamin after that whole misunderstanding, wondering if Jacob is ever going to actually make good on those plans. It's exhausting, the whole relentless dance. It rarely feels simple or straightforward, or even kind a lot of the time. There's always something. Expectations crossed wires, proper drama. So the thought of having you, my solid friend, someone I can genuinely just be mates with, talk to, offload all this messy stuff onto, knowing, like really fundamentally understanding now, that your body's just not going to perform that way ever again. Knowing you literally can't get a boner, that the whole mechanism is kaput, And because of that absolute certainty, knowing there's zero chance, none of you misreading things or making a move or any of that awkwardness, that feels incredibly valuable, like finding this quiet harbor in a storm. Someone reliable who gets it, who I can just be with, without any of that other noise, that kind of connection. That's so rare. And honestly, I think I'm going to treasure our friendship even more because of it. And let's be brutally honest here, okay? My world, right now, it pulses with that exact energy you're losing access to. Guys getting rock hard, pinning me down, sliding deep inside. Guys like Toby, when he's properly on form, or remembering that weekend with Jacob, even Benjamin, despite the drama. Honestly, that feeling of being completely filled, stretched, the sheer impact, when they really start pounding, thrusting hard and fast. God, it happens basically constantly. It's pretty much the main event in my life right now. That intense, demanding, sometimes rough physical connection. And yeah, I feel it. I know how fucking good it feels for them. That raw power surging through them. The control they take, the release they get from just completely dominating physically. It's a whole different frequency. So you, being someone who physically can't ever bring that energy, who will never be part of that dynamic with me, it sets you apart completely, makes you that safe harbor, and I will treasure that space where none of that demand exists. But you need to know, with all these blokes taking up so much energy, so much time, competing for attention, I can't promise I'll have huge amounts of time left over for quiet harbor visits. You know, I value the idea of it massively, but my reality is busy, very busy with them. Which brings me back to you listening to all this. While guys like Toby and Jacob are actually doing something, delivering that force, feeling that power, you're just not, are you? Let's be blunt, because we're friends. You're impotent. That switch is flipped off permanently. You can't get a proper hard-on, not one that does anything. Even hypothetically, you couldn't thrust your way out of a paper bag. That whole system down there, it's offline, kaput. No response, just soft, useless flesh when it comes to that job. Honestly, it's almost darkly comic, isn't it? That crucial bit is basically just there for decoration now, completely non-functional in the way that matters for this. So yeah, zero danger of you trying anything, zero chance of any messy physical complications, because you simply can't. It's not even a possibility in your body anymore. So yeah, maybe that's tough to hear laid out so starkly, but it is what it is right now. Doesn't change the fact that your friendship, that safe space you represent, feels genuinely precious because it's such a stark contrast to all that chaos and functionality. Just keep that reality about my time in mind, yeah? For yourself, navigating this whole thing, it's massive. Don't aim for some bullshit acceptance narrative. Just deal with the reality of what your body does and doesn't do now. Figure out what sensations are left, what, if anything, feels okay or even good in this new landscape. It's your fucking biology, your path. Do whatever you need to. And look, despite the chaos, seriously, do call or text if you need an ear. I can't promise instant replies, but I will get back to you when I surface. And obviously, you know my address, yeah? If you ever felt like sending anything, gifts or whatever, look after yourself, okay?